שלום, אנחנו נמשיך בסדרת השיעורים.
So we're continuing with the series of lessons regarding the subject of work and faith above reason. We're going to continue with item 35. You can ask questions live on CAP TV, and selected questions will be asked during the lesson.
Faith above reason is actually the entirety of our spiritual work. One who does not yet receive this illumination called faith from above does not feel, nor does he know what it means, what it is. And we need to make efforts, more and more efforts, in order to receive this illumination. But when we receive it, we understand that there is a force through which we can perform acts of bestowal. And without seeing to whom we're bestowing, this illumination gives power and confidence to do everything above our vessels of reception and what they demand. We also understand by this illumination that all of our vessels of reception, our perception of reality, our disposition towards facts, the need to be founded based on something, to rely on something in particular, it's all founded on our vessels. Not that it has an actual basis in nature, but that's just how the vessels of reception are built. And when the illumination of bestowal comes, which is called faith, it holds the person in a state where he doesn't need to see, he doesn't need to know. He actually prefers to perform his actions and without knowledge, without feeling, but only in order to maintain this illumination called above reason, faith above reason, and so to advance. We don't know what this is. It's the upper nature, the nature of the Creator and the upper world. And we just want to aspire towards that. Aspire to it. And let's hope that we get there. We've just heard before the lesson that people, the students, the friends who assemble before the lesson, they feel that they hate one another. And afterwards, they come to love one another. Do we truly feel that we hate one another? And what form of hatred is it? Which we do need to feel, apparently. Some kind of necessary state on our path of development. The path of development. So that's my first question. What does it mean that we need to hate one another, and afterwards, thanks to the reforming light during the lesson, by sitting together and making an effort, this hatred becomes love? What kind of hatred is it? Please.
I heard that this hate should be toward the points in the heart. From what I understand, the spiritual hate is against the point in the heart.
What kind of hatred is it? First of all, sometimes we hate less, sometimes we hate more. But it seems to me it's a kind of rejection, repulsion. It's looking at, well, you see how egoistic and prideful the friend is, and this causes you to reject him. And the work is exactly where the Creator shows you where you need to, what you need to correct. And shall I continue?
I think before every dose of light, that the ego prepares itself with hate. It as if feels that something's entering its turf. When the friends come closer, on the one hand, it feels good on part of the desire for spirituality, and it's really repugnant on part of the will to receive, that now has to erase more and more parts of itself. So I think what we're feeling is the beginning of the hate. It's not exactly what it says in the Zohar yet, but...
Yes, and it's hatred towards the will to receive. During the study, that hatred becomes fuel for the demand, for the request. Because this hatred is simply a recognition of our nature.
And when you get up in the morning and you're not in awakening, you're not in itpalut, you have to restart the engine. You work on autopilot. Then you gradually come here. You start finding that point inside yourself that's really important for us.
Love. The hatred stems from the fact that I must do something which is very conflicting with, it conflicts with my nature, contradictory to it. I get up in the morning again and again, I need to go to the group, I need to think about the connection again, about unity, about love. All these things which are entirely, completely opposite to me. And so when I arrive, I have hatred, repulsion for what I need to again and again do. And until when? How long will it last? I don't see in the horizon anywhere where I want to connect with them until I receive an illumination from above, which I have not yet received. So I come to a state of hatred towards the state itself, the teacher, the method, the friends, the group. I want to burn everything, to kill everyone. It's a good state, apparently. If the book of Zohar describes this as a state which comes prior to the reception of the Torah during the study. And then, only out of this great rejection, repulsion, I come to the prayer. I sit together with them. I make an effort to somehow overcome this condition, to reach some measure of connection. I hold myself in the lesson. I feel like running away, either from the first part or the second part or the third part of the lesson, or do something else. And then, slowly, gradually, when I force myself out of my effort, due to my efforts, the reforming light comes, and connects me to the general, collective effort. And so again and again for several days and years until I receive an illumination called faith above reason. Let's talk about that. How do we, if we paint the right picture for ourselves of what we need to do, it's certain that we'll come to hatred and then try to invert it into love. So please.
The
desire to receive doesn't want to reach the hatred. It likes the state of indifference, not touching anyone. You with your stuff, I with my stuff, don't touch me, I'm not going to touch you. And the more efforts we make to come closer to each other, we can see that we're not as close as the Kabbalists intend us to be. And it seems as if the work's going to last forever if something dramatic is not going to happen, like the light will come and make some kind of change. And to be in a state where you're simply working full gas on neutral, it's something that really gives you an incentive.
Yes, for these kind of forces to awaken, you need to work hard on the connection, because otherwise you can really just go on living next to it and never to awaken this evil inclination.
Yeah, and especially when we begin the work, to feel gratitude, to be grateful to the Creator for giving us this special state. Every time it redirects you to carry out this automatic action that helps you get back into focus regarding what the place of work is, it fills you with joy, and to simply carry out the advice of Kabbalists that really influence us, and to act out that you're inspired by the friends, to give them inspiration, and so on.
The hatred that we're talking about and what I've described is a hatred towards a state. Why should I hate the friends? They also got up in the morning. Where does this hate come from? It's unclear. They probably also have... it's the other way around. There is some... We identify with one another. We're in the same situation. So hatred towards the friends... I'm just, you know, clarifying the issue.
As long as we have not yet come out of our will to receive to the will to bestow, to faith above reason, from reason to faith above reason, we have to feel the need to connect, to unite, to be as one man and one heart. All of Israel are friends. We have to feel rejection toward this and hatred toward all those that are participating. This is the true form. When we're dealing with attaining the state that we hate. If we don't feel that, it means that we're not making enough efforts. Is it true or not? Go ahead. Scrutinize the answer.
If I need to connect with the friends, it compels me to leave my comfort zone, my will to receive, where I'm only concerned with myself. And if I need now to do something against that, then naturally I'll feel rejection towards whomever I need to make a step towards.
It's felt that there is some kind of correlation between the effort that we make above the ego and the hatred that's revealed. If you're kind of doing what's comfortable, then there's no place for the hate to be revealed. But when you make the effort, then there, it really becomes revealed how much it hurts the egoistic nature.
Yes, the hatred is a response to the effort. We make an effort, we want to see some kind of response, and the response is that the true nature is revealed, who we really are, the will to receive, and it's expressed as hatred.
I can understand that you reveal rejection. Hate you can feel when we're working together on some mutual project, and because we have differences in opinion and so on, then you start feeling hate. But when we make an effort to unite, then what you feel is rejection, but I don't know about the hate. I don't see how that directly happens as a result of working on the connection, as if there's no direct connection.
There's rejection, opposition. There's self-love and opposition, and the opposite is hatred. I love myself, so the opposite of that is hatred to others.
The hatred will be revealed regarding the greatness of the goal. That you feel that if you don't attain the goal tomorrow, you might as well die. And that if the friends are indifferent, you hate them. And you feel that without them, you can't make it. And it's simply the end of the world. And, you know, we feel kind of, okay, so if we don't do it tomorrow, then the next day, and in a year. So you don't really feel the pressure to hate the friends. You don't also really believe that your spirituality depends on them 100%. So you're saying, no, okay, it's not that bad. I don't really hate you.
I think perhaps we should be careful of interpreting corporeal hates and the principles of corporeal hate, which we all know, to apply them to spiritual hatred. We heard about the rejection, the lack of desire to begin this work anew, and the focus on myself, not to want to come out towards the friends. Perhaps that's the root of the true hatred. And when I invest and just
rub, were the Creator revealed, we'd hate Him too? That He forces us to work against our desire. He created the will to receive, and He gives us work that's against the will to receive. What could be worse than that? What could we hate more? He created the will to receive, and He gave us work to do against the will to receive. It's the source of hate. So, He's not revealed, but the students, my friends, with whom I have to perform this action, they become the people that I hate most in the world. Questions? Is this clear? Yeah. Only to the point.
On the matter of hatred, Ray from Florida asks, how does a student use the state of hatred in order to achieve higher revelations?
It's not something higher. It's not something higher at all. It's hate. It's a very big descent, which is necessary. I have to feel it. I have to understand it. I have to live in it, so that from that to gradually reach connection and love and demand their forming light and transcend to the very opposite thing, that the light excels the darkness as much as darkness as you have, correspondingly the light. And we have to think, how do we work in these two ends? Any other questions? Yes, Moshe.
I don't understand how this connects with faith above reason. It's very obvious what you just described about hatred and love, but
what could be the other end against hatred?
Love, connection.
How will I connect? How will I love them? This can only be in faith above reason. Where did you ever see love, connection? By what force? We're talking realistically. What kind of force do I have to have by which I can connect? It is the force of bestowal that comes from above, called faith, and it has to be greater, more important, stronger than the reason, than my desire, than my ego, than my vessels of reception. Yeah?
The hatred is within reason. The hatred is in the bones.
Right. And then I need a force that's going to be above it, that will give me the importance of bestowal, that it'll be greater, more important than reception.
It keeps escaping me.
Excellent. You're already identifying that it exists and that it escapes.
It isn't there. It's not that. It even sounds like, I don't want to ruin it, but it's like some kind of wonderland where I am. And
true. Unrealistic. You're right. Everything's correct.
So what? How to act it out? How to bring it closer?
This is why we're talking about this for how long now? A week? 2 weeks? A week. So, after I've been trying to somehow bring closer to it in the past week, I see that we have to reveal the opposite state, which is hatred, which is something that's not working for us. We don't hate each other. We're indifferent. I can sit, I can talk, I can sing. Yesterday I watched the Yeshivat Chaverim. Everything's fine. You know, things are flowing. It's not good. This is not good. It is a sign that we're not putting in enough effort into the good in order to discover the bad.
On the topic of faith above reason, I feel on myself, and I also recognize, identify some rejection towards this topic. We've been chewing it, and we're not achieving anything.
Only a week, and you already had enough.
That's how I feel.
Very well, good. I heard this for several years, all the time, and I didn't understand, what is he talking about? Faith above reason, what is that? I didn't get it, I'm telling you seriously. I used to look at him like a dog looking at his master, not understanding what he wants.
So why not about the friends and everything that's happening here? Why don't I have this hatred? We do something for such a short time and immediately...
No. It can't awaken hate. We're in front of something that's unclear to us. Hatred can come on condition that you discover what you need, where it becomes clear to you what you need, and from the very bottom of your nature, you don't want it. You don't know what's above it, but you want connection. When I'm told that I have to unite, I have to connect, I really have to kiss my friend and him, and to be like this and to be like that. And I'm further told, maybe change tens, that altogether it's who am I sitting with and how. And I have to bend myself again toward a new connection. So, I have to feel that I'm incapable of reaching connection. I don't want to. I reject it. Everything but that. And hate? Hate. The more, the better. Not that I awaken it artificially. I have to be drawn to the connection and love and support and to see how opposite it truly is to my nature. And then against that, I will feel hate and rejection. But we have to discover it. It's the disclosure of truth. It's the revelation of our own nature. The will to receive becomes revealed then. Then there's what to pray for, against what to work. Otherwise, you don't have anything to work with.
Ken.
Yeah?
Разобраться в механизме ненависти. Можно немножко?
I want to scrutinize the mechanism of hatred, if possible. I compare the effort and the reward.
I don't think that it's correct. To the measure to which my effort is greater than the reward, the more beneficial the reward is, I don't know. I know that what I have to do now is something that I hate. I can't do it, don't want to do it, and I don't have these calculations whether to give more or to give less. It's something that I can't approach. I can't touch it. It's like fire. It's something that's so repugnant that I can't even do the math regarding it. I can make different calculations. If I do some work, I get a reward, and then I can calculate, is it worthwhile or not? I have to reach a state where I can't approach the connection, that I can't realize it, I can't think about it. This means that the hate awakens, such hate that if I can make some kind of compromise here, then okay, I'll do some kind of connection, it's not that bad. That's not hatred.
I thought that this future sensation, it's about experience.
No calculations here. I'm telling you, in hate and love, there are no calculations. There's simply emotions, a feeling that's above all calculations. I hate him. I love him. That's it. That's what we have to come to.
There's only vessel and kli. It's a simple mechanism, so
my will to receive is 100% opposed to connection. This my kli. Astana.
Did we understand correctly? That hatred always has a cause, and this cause is my ego, the rejection, my ego rejects it.
Yeah, I'm forced to carry out actions of bestowal, work on the connection, to the point of love. To sit with the friends and hug and do something. I do it artificially, but that's not connection. And it's not love. You have to do the right calculation. I do it because I have no choice. Where here is there a real heart-to-heart connection? That I feel that it's against my will to receive. My nature is the will to receive. If I talk about the connection, then this is also something that I have to understand, that I'm talking out of habit, that I'm talking out of what it says, that this is how it's supposed to be because otherwise I'll be thrown out of the group, that one way or another I want to reach the goal and so on, but to really carry out, realize the connection, I feel that my heart simply doesn't allow me to do it. And so, when I come to the lesson, and the lesson is first and foremost connection before the lesson, like the students of Rabbi Shimon, and I'm willing to burn them, kill them, but not love, not unite, connect. This is the true form of the revelation of the corrupt Kli that afterwards we have to correct. Gershon, leave me alone. Try to feel it in your heart. I'm not answering. Not answering. Try to feel it. That's it. Whoever won't feel that won't be able to feel what's against it. Peter.
Доброе утро, Рав.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, World Kli. Question.
Чувствуем ли мы ненависть, когда вера соединяется со знанием?
Do we feel the hate when the faith connects with the reason?
I don't know what it means, faith connects with reason. I don't understand that. It happens in spirituality, and this depiction is called an angel. But within the will to receive, it cannot happen.
Right.
Where was the stana? Yes, Peter. Another question?
Where can I find the strength to go in faith above reason and not expect any kind of reward?
If faith above reason shines on you, this is the force holding you above the vessel of reception. And you can, with that power of belief, of faith, to bestow, to make calculations outside of your will to receive for the benefit of the society or for the benefit of the Creator. It's such a force that comes from above and allows you to stop working within your will to receive, but rather with your will to receive to serve others. How? One who receives it feels and understands what's it about. And one who doesn't needs to listen and hear, so by that to gain some kind of yearning for it. I won't let you ask, do you understand? I don't like you. So, if I told you not, and still you continue, you don't understand and you don't need to understand. I don't want to give you. It's an example. I want to make an example to the others. If I say no to a student and he keeps saying yes, the opposite, constantly, continue. It doesn't matter to me. But you just mark yourself out as someone special. Contrary. I don't have to comply with all of your, you know, answer every question you have. Yes, Gil.
Renar from Argentina is asking, should I take my gloves off regarding the feeling of hate toward the friends, or should I take my gloves off in regards to my relations with friends?
No, that's a different question. I feel hatred, rejection, because I have to perform work with them, which is against my desire. I wouldn't have hated them if so. I hate them because I need to connect with them. I was told from above, love them. And I feel that I can't, I don't want to. I can't even come closer to them. And that's why I hate them. I don't hate them as people do in general, like other people. I hate the action which I need to perform with them. That's what I hate. So what are you asking about that?
Maybe in other words, suppose there's hate. They write nonsense on the WhatsApp. They commit to come to the lesson and never do. I don't know what.
No, that's something else. That's something different. Hatred awakens towards them because they want to engage in love, and I don't. I don't want it. It's not that they write nonsense over the WhatsApp. How does this belong to? It's not a source of hatred. Actions which are against my will to receive. They say, let's connect, let's love, let's sit together and embrace one another, and I cannot tolerate that.
What do I do about it?
Think about it.
When I feel that.
I don't know. Think about it. What can you do? Your will to receive does not purify. It remains as it is now. The method of Kabbalah tells you that you must achieve connection with them. You have no choice. Only through the connection with them will you begin to discover the upper world. Right, so no choice. They tell you, come to us, let's connect, we're waiting, we're expecting you, and you can't go to them, you can't come any closer to them, you can't sit next to them, you can't. Right? They appear to you, as Baal HaSulam describes there in the revelation and concealment of the Creator, that they're the most despicable and so, you can't. It's not that they're really like that, but because they're engaged in connection, that's how it appears to you, and you understand why that is. Yes? So?
I don't know, you don't even want to turn to the Creator in this situation. Sometimes you're so immersed in the hate.
Yes and no. If you see that there's no choice, you're in a corner that you can't escape, then you start to pray slowly, gradually, because it's like a pit that you're in and cannot escape. Yes.
And any feeling that's not with respect to any other feeling that I have toward them that's not regarding the connection, it's just ego?
Again?
Suppose I don't see that they're making some big effort to connect. It's not because of that. I hate them due to other things that they do.
That's not important. It's also included in it. You hate everything that belongs to that, pertains to the group, those things. You barely subsist. Barely. You choose some corner to remain in for a time, so maybe it passes. So maybe you can do something. You can't participate in the action of in the act of connection, but out of a lack of choice, gradually, helplessly, you cry out, what can I do? What to do? And that's why I'm concerned. I'm concerned that there's not enough hatred here, meaning there isn't a recognition of evil. And why? Because you don't push yourselves towards connection. So you don't feel a resistance towards connection.
Many times I see that there's some kind of hate or rejection, but that we're trying to find ways of how to escape it, how to change your 10, switch tens.
No, to switch the tens, it's in order to invoke even greater rejection. So, in order to start making calculations, otherwise we're not even making calculations.
No, I'm saying friends want to switch tens, because they don't want to cope with the hatred they have in the ten.
No, the hatred there isn't the hatred that comes from a rejection of connection. There, it's just hatred between people. I don't like his face, and I don't like his behavior, and something else. It's a simple egoistic rejection, repulsion, not spiritual, not because I need to connect with him. That's what I mean by not spiritual. Is that clear? Yes, Itzik.
Both in this world, it said that from hate to love, there's just one step. This I don't get.
I'm not talking about this world.
How does hatred lead to love?
It's clear that this is the way it is, because these properties are the most prominent in the will to receive. When it reaches one end, when one reaches one end, he scrutinizes the other end, and you can't have one without the other.
So what follows is that it contradicts the equivalence of form.
Against equivalence of form and for equivalence of form, yes, correct. And there is a very short jump from one to the other. Astana.
Almatada, that's on duty, is asking, should we? If I'm in a 10, if I go to the lessons, if I participate in everything, is that supposed to protect me from the hatred?
No. For now, people receive this repulsion, but it's not a repulsion that comes out of them making an actual effort to connect. They receive this repulsion before the efforts. They just don't want to connect. It also has to do with spirituality, but they haven't heard enough, they did not understand enough, that it all needs to take place on the path. That's why right now I'm explaining this. You can ask why not before. It wasn't the time for it. The state wasn't as it is. Yes.
Yerganat and Maksat from Almaty are asking the same practically. Is it possible to quickly cross from hate to love, which are two completely opposite states, because usually it's something that, you know, it stretches out simply time, you know, friends can't quickly make the shift.
We have to, if we discover hatred between us, we have to immediately and together to scrutinize its origin and what we need to do with it. Hatred is a spiritual force. It's the revelation of the will to receive, which King Solomon called an opponent, a hater, an enemy, perhaps. And therefore, it's a revelation. We need to give thanks for it. We need to be glad that we have this revelation of the will to receive in its true spiritual form, which is hatred towards connection. Again, I don't just hate I don't like him because of his eyes or ears or something, or how he conducts himself, but only because I have to connect. If not for the connection, I wouldn't hate him.
Nürnberg.
Shalashel Jürgen from Germany.
Jürgen from Germany is asking, if a friend feels hate and he can't rise above it, and he wants to leave the group, the hate is so big that he wants to leave the group, how should the group respond to this?
The group should respond to a friend who wants to leave because he hates everyone. The group should respond in such a way where everyone sits together and clarify the situation, including that friend. Why does he want to leave? He hates everyone because he's forced to connect, or because of some other reason. If it's because he's compelled to connect and he hates that and he's incapable of doing that, then this friend is very good to the group, and you need to explain to everyone, to him, that this state is a blessed one. That he's now in the same state as the students of Rabbi Shimon, and that he's standing before a huge spiritual jump towards the next spiritual level. However, if he hates the group because of other things which don't pertain to spirituality, because hatred is the only thing that hatred pertains to spirituality. If he has a different kind of hatred, then we need to examine it. Maybe he doesn't like something else, but everything else, everything other than hatred due to connection, it's all external factors, and they can be sorted out and fixed more or less. Right? Good.
Okay, Mike.
You said that when hate comes, we sit together and scrutinize it. You told Kostya that, you know, when there's hate, there are no calculations. It's just a feeling.
No, you don't calculate more or less. Hatred is hatred. Yes.
So how can you work in this state?
I don't know. Well, let's say there's some guy here who had a fight with his wife. Do you know such things happen? So, Itzik knows. Yeah, he can say. They just get angry at one another. They shout. They speak in such a way where no one is listening to the other. No one's listening. Do you know of that? All the time? All right. No, he wants to say that it's all the time either hatred or love, for 40 years with that guy. Well, what can you do? This is life. It's life. A sense, the sense, action. Right, so what do I want to say by this? So you understand that in such a state you're not hearing anything, you're not listening. There are such moments at the peak of the state. You're not hearing anything, and you have such hatred where you can kill. And then the opposite, such love where you don't want to hear anything, just to feel the connection, to feel the love. It's something that both hatred and love are states where there is no calculation, there is only pure emotion. That's why the will to receive in itself, in its pure form, in its pure form, cannot make calculations. It only feels.
So, in such a state, how can you scrutinize anything?
You can't. That's why you have friends who can, alongside you and with you, to connect and to sort of blur that state, ameliorate it, and add all kinds of facets. Yes, all kinds of different facets of to the hatred, to the love, different states, and so to help scrutinize it. But actual hatred or actual love, those exist only in the pure will to receive, or in the pure will to bestow. That's why do we say faith above reason? Because if there's reason, there's no hatred and no love. It's all obfuscated. It needs to be above reason, both hatred and love, without calculations.
Okay, theoretically it's clear, but once you reach such a state in the tent that one of the friends or some of the friends experience this kind of state, how do you really agree to sit down and scrutinize these matters?
Well, here, you need to find some ways, some obligations perhaps. It's not simple. But this is, the technique of how to come to compromise. Compromise is about how we attach to these sensations, these pure hatred and pure love. How do we add reason to it? Where does it come from? Why? What can I do with it? When I leave or don't leave, can I reach some attainments or some goals in my life or not, and so on. The main thing is to understand that it's written about and it's a desirable state. It's the complete opposite to spirituality, and that's why it's a great thing. It's the inverted spirituality. It's inverted spirituality. I have Astana. What can I do?
Wim from Kazakhstan is asking a collective question. What we just talked about, so practically a person, he can't scrutinize when does true hate erupt. It's like you need to scrutinize it in the group in order to help him acknowledge what's going on.
Yes, you need to think of how you can achieve a true desire to connect, and opposite that, you'll feel hatred. We always walk the right line. Always connection, always positive. Can you say that? To something good. And correspondingly, evil is disclosed. We never go out to seek the bad. Never. Even when I'm as an old person, I search for what I lost. I lost a deficiency, a lack, which is good. We'll talk about it. But we don't seek out hatred. We search for connection. If we're truly directed towards connection, then we'll feel hatred towards it. Towards the connection itself, and as an outcome, towards the friends and so on. I don't see the friends then. I don't want to connect. I reject it completely.
Peter.
Timo was asking, if you're not willing to make the effort or experience the hatred so much so that what can make you take that step toward the hatred?
Again, please.
What do you do if you stop one step before the hate?
If we don't discover hatred, we can't advance onwards. It's a sign that we're not yet pressing on the connection enough. The advancement, what is it about? I'm pressured. I'm pressured towards connection. I discover that I don't want it in any way. And then I come to the prayer. It's a simple thing. And we're stopping halfway through. We're not pushing towards connection. We're making all kinds of forms here, all kinds of... we can just continue living like this for 20 years, you know? And so the steps aren't... how to put it? They're not powerful. Not powerful. Yes, Peter.
Maxim's asking, how can we define that the friend is working with the hate and help him?
Uh,
That's a technique which I don't want to delve into. To help him, well, primarily we need to strengthen ourselves with the knowledge that to feel hatred means to feel our will to receive our evil inclination, which is the actual pure will to receive, because we feel it in relation to the connection, in relation to love. And that's why at long last we've come to discover it, to feel it, it's something special. It's a revelation of the angel, of the power of the creator, the anti-creator, you could say. He created it. We're touching on the foundation of creation, the will to receive, which comes against connection in the form of great hatred. By the way, as we continue to ascend the spiritual ladder, we will discover hatred, which is more powerful every time, and more increasingly harsh, perhaps.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nuremberg.
Moscow is asking, what do we have to focus on in order to discover the evil? And also we want to relate it to Victor's question. How long do you have to be in this feeling of hate? Because on the one hand, it really depletes you of your power. On the other hand, you understand a lot.
Why is it important that it depletes your strength? We need to discover it, but to discover hatred directly is impossible. We can only do it by pushing towards love. But we have to discover it. Without hatred, you won't have prayer. You won't have the revelation of evil. And that's why you're not in this prayer, the request. You're in a state where it's not so bad. I'm advancing. I hear a few new things. I do these workshops. I'm advancing towards the Congress. But actually, in spiritual observation, spiritual discernments, are we advancing or not? This is what we're discovering now. That I lack the spiritual degree and I cannot achieve it, I cannot climb it because I don't need help. I don't need help, I don't need the Creator, I don't need faith above reason, because I'm not discovering my nature. Well, yes, Alex.
Shalom, Italia.
Question from Italy.
In Europe, we suffer for control or power. Is this state similar to hate? And how can we use it now in preparation for the Congress?
Yes, of course, control is also, dominance is also about the will to receive, and it really obscures the matter of connection for us. But, well, we need to work on it. Again, I repeat. Domination really obscures the spiritual work, because each one thinks that if he's in charge, well, he knows how to do things better, how to carry out spiritual actions better, and by that he just shuts his eyes and doesn't understand where he is. Control or dominance, it's a very bad thing. It's very bad. Imagine to yourselves dominance in the ten. You have many tens, Europe and so on. It's obvious that in Europe you have many groups and each one thinks he understands better. And they all want to dominate. They don't even understand that they want to dominate.
It's a problem. It's a problem, and still, we must, in an external way, show each one towards the others an external desire, just an external desire to connect. I am willing to connect with the others. Doesn't matter under what conditions, just to connect. Let's find a contact. After we have that contact point, let's think about uniting it. Let's think about the quality. Don't think about the quality before there's some kind of contact. So first of all, now, the main thing for us is to be in some kind of connection. He's in control. He's speaking like that. Each one try to just relinquish for the connection. That's what's important for us in Europe now. Peter.
What is the shortest way to reach a prayer from that state of hatred that we're talking about?
If a person feels that he is really rejected from the group because he is demanded to give up on himself there, to annul himself, and even to love, to get close to the others, to hug them, to be with them in some kind of emotional contact, heartful, if he feels that he's really repulsed by it, then in a direct way, he won't be able to take care of himself. He just needs to really break his heart towards the Creator. The Creator created his heart in such a way, in such a stone, and he, with his stony heart, can't get close to connection, to the demanded connection. If so, he has nothing left. Till when? As much? When will it happen? On one hand. On the other hand, if he is in society, and he shows them that he hates society because he can't be in connection, society must withstand him because he's not harming. It just shows them that basic point of the will to receive and that they will have to correct it. Okay? Yeah.
I'm trying to think, really. It's really easy for me to hate my wife. I feel like burning her. I come here.
I think every husband can explain this. That's why you came to study Kabbalah?
Yeah, this is why I ran away to this place. And you tell me, look for love and hate the friends.
No, only look for love. But if you will truly search for that connection, you'll see as much as you're opposite than the connection and you hate it. You can't think about it. You can't even listen about it.
I'm trying to identify. You tell me search for love and hatred will come. I'm trying to identify what can bring me hatred to a friend. I know that at home, it's a good example.
Commitment to connect brings hatred to the friends.
Yeah, but when I live with my wife who hurts my own personal interest and I hate her so much.
So you want to say this, that to connect with us and connect to the Creator and discover the world of truth, the soul, that for you is something very external and unimportant. There, when you, in some way, in which way she made you an omelet, or that's the end of your life.
So let's stop cooking here, and then we'll have hatred towards the chefs and start with there. But there's a problem here. as you say, we share here plenty of love and tapping, and I'm trying to locate that hatred, but it's impossible to hate someone the way you describe it. Can we reach such hate of feeling like running away from here?
I read in the Zohar that it's possible, and look what people would happen to.
So how can I reach such hatred?
You can ask, but I'm telling you a fact. What are you asking about? Zohar tells us about hatred. Anyway, briefly, work on yourself. Work on yourself. And at home, whatever happens, it seems to you that your wife is touching your soul. And then you jump. And here now, it's spirituality, the creator, the next world. Just like that. Scratch it a bit. What'd you find, Dudi?
No.
It's from Zohar for All. If, when you go out to fight your enemies, it is written, Israel neglected the good, and the enemy shall pursue him. Israel neglected the good, that is the good inclination. King Solomon called it good. As written, it's better to have a poor child than a fool old king. An enemy shall pursue him. This is the evil inclination. Man's enemy. King Solomon called him enemy, hatred. It has many names, as written, if your enemy is hungry, feed him with bread. And bread, lechem, this is the Holy Torah. As written, go fight my war. 2. Therefore, men should put words of Torah on the evil inclination, so it will break. For there is no enemy to the evil inclination except for words of Torah. And therefore it is written, and those things that I am commanding you today shall be on your heart, meaning on both your inclinations, both your hearts. 3. Why does the good inclination need the words of Torah? Because the good inclination is crowned with words of Torah, and the evil inclination is subdued to words of Torah. 4. Therefore it is written, for you shall go out to fight your enemies. That is the evil inclination. We have to go against it with words of Torah, and to burn it, and then it will be given to men. As written, and the Lord thy God gave him to your hand, and you have put him under captivity.
Okay. Yes, Moshe.
You said that hatred is not within reason. It is above reason. There can be no hatred within reason.
Yeah.
That reason, I understand, is the will to receive.
Your brain.
Yeah, calculations. Therefore, you said it can only be above it.
Hatred below reason, let's say. And love is above reason. Reason is that I can calculate something. Well, hatred and just an outburst, there's no calculation. It's just a feeling, just a sensation. Why did I say this? To show what the Creator created. He created a quality. He created the evil inclination. The inclination is a desire. There's no brain there. There's no mind. It's just a desire.
So it turns out that both love and hatred are above reason.
Yes, you can say that. Without reason. If the feeling alone is in control, so there's no place for reason.
And what's the connection between this respect, disregarding, and hatred? Is this an expression of hatred?
No, we're speaking about all kinds of form of hatred, but it's not spiritual hatred. Spiritual hatred is against connection.
As I said, if I understand the definition, when you look at the friends, you see that they have strength and they connect and they do everything and you hate it.
Yeah, but it's hatred of competition. It's not the true hatred. That can be anywhere in your workplace or wherever, in your office, whatever. The true hatred is towards connection.
But who is the subject of connection? These are the friends. This is where it is expressed.
Yeah, and I hate them. But why do I hate them? Because I have to connect with them. It's hatred to spirituality in this.
So if I did not commit to connect, so I cannot hate them either.
So I don't hate them. Yeah, Yeshivat Chaverim, great. There's a 10. Good, we'll sit in a 10. We're speaking about something. Oh, me too, blah, 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 I'm speaking.
And different ways, like indifference and disrespect, it's before hatred?
Yeah, it's a simple thing.
This is because lack of commitment to connect?
Yeah, it's a lack of inner commitment. It's not that I have to sign a contract. It's all internal, that I come to a state that that's it. I understand that I have to connect with them, and I'm signing that covenant, because otherwise I won't reach spirituality. And I understand that this is a must for this to happen.
Again, Alex.
Again, question from Nürnberg. How necessary and important is the time of preparation? Is the time of preparation to overcome hate and distances in Europe? How to equalize each 10 in Europe to be a zero?
First of all, we have to scrutinize in Europe what distance we're in, that this distance is because they're French and they're Germans and they're English and Italian and so on, that all those forms won't even be a reason for rejection, because that it obscures everything. We have to understand, we have to reach a state of one nation. On one hand, that we yearn through one source, that we're under one force, so we are one. That's it. And when we need to see ourselves, that we connect ourselves in force to Babylon before the shattering, and after we neutralize all of the thousands of years of development outside of Babylon, and we want to come back, as it's written, that it was one nation and everything was united in Babylon, then we'll start feeling towards that state in Babylon before the shattering, we'll start feeling hatred towards that. I don't want it. I feel good to be in my own little corner with my language, with my culture. I don't want to connect, even though we're not actually giving up on anything here. The connection in the international groups doesn't demand people to leave anything, not their language, not their culture, not their education, anything. It doesn't matter. We are going to go in connection above all differences. Love will cover all transgressions. That's why in Europe we have to try not to obscure these states, not to blur them out. We have to scrutinize them. As much as we need connection, we have to have it. And all the differences, leave them below. They don't disturb us. I don't even take them into account. Everybody remains the way he is. But above that, he has a tendency to connect each and every one. It really stands out in Europe. And if we join them, all of us, the whole world, what, in America it's not the same, just in different styles, and in Israel it isn't? You see all the breaks we have in Israel. There's such divisions. There's so much problems. They say that every Jew has to build two synagogues, that in one he'll pray and in the other he won't. He's divided into hate and love. That's how it is in all of humanity. So we have to help and integrate in them, and all of us together reach a state that we're all one. Babylon. Let's learn what Babylon means before the shattering. I really hope that we have some time. Let's prepare ourselves for this, okay? Yes, Chaim.
The Europeans do this connection above all differences because they really don't speak the same language.
They have a border, how do I say it, when they speak. When they instantly translate it to all the languages, they have no problem with that, right? They have that connection. I don't know. And they speak, they understand. The translation works well. That's what I heard, I don't know.
So technically this is a system of simultaneous translations?
Yeah. And except for that, it's in the hearts. Hearts.
No.
Yes.
A sign for hatred being revealed, is it general silence that paralyzes you? Where all of a sudden you don't want to hear each other, you don't want to talk to each other? No, even during the preparation to the workshop, we did not answer the workshop's question. We just didn't answer it, not because we didn't want to. We were paralyzed by this cloud above us.
There are states. I can't answer this. And
you started by saying this morning that you reached a conclusion that there's not enough connection between us, and this is why there's not enough hatred between us. What did you mean by connection?
There is no tendency to connect, and that's why the hatred isn't being revealed against it.
So how of a sudden you saw yesterday that there is no connection between us?
Yesterday, suddenly I see it. What?
You just said this morning.
Time has come to speak about it. Because we can't rise above reason if we don't see what state we're in below.
This hatred is given to us by the Creator, or we create it by ourselves? Or does hatred come to us? Is it a gift from the Creator?
We awaken it between us when we press on the connection. So we start feeling a force that comes against it.
Does it come from above, or do we create that hatred?
What do you mean comes from above, or doesn't? It's on air level.
We create it?
When I press towards connection, I get a response.
And there's no danger in such hatred that we will break apart?
So break apart, if you ask me. If we were not advancing, why should we stand here? What should I do with the aging students?
Naturally, there's fear.
You have fear. Sit at home with your wife and
there is fear. Even my tent, we don't want it to break apart. All of a sudden, one is insulted, the other one runs away.
So work on that security belt.
And how exactly do we do that?
I don't know. There's no wise like the experienced. Try it. You're old enough. You understand what you're standing in front of. Try and perform actions of connections and see as much as yes or no. And then against that, you have prayer for the Creator.
Which certainty do we have that it won't happen? What kind of certainty? Where do I get such certainty that what will hold me, that something will hold me, that we won't break apart?
You won't get any confidence, because if you had confidence, you won't succeed. Yes.
Hatred, is it related to envy? There's not enough envy, perhaps? This is why we don't reach hatred?
The envy is in there inside. The main thing isn't to reach hatred, it's to reach connection. But on the path to connect, you discover that you can't. That you're not built for it. That you're built through your evil inclination to hate the connection. You have to see the connection in front of you and the hatred towards it. When you see the connection in front of you, that is a spiritual goal. And in the connection, you discover the Creator, the adhesion in Him. And against that, you discover that you hate it. And then you have truth. You discover your true state.
So it's not related, not reaching connection, because there is no envy between us?
Envy's on the path. It's one of the components that of our advancement. Clear? Alex, what do you want?
It's a question from Bernd from Nürnberg. Is it necessary, or can we transform this hatred against friends to make it to hate against our will to receive? And if yes, how can we help each other?
It's only by the light that reforms. Only by the light that reforms. I discover hatred towards the friends and to the state of connection. Better to say more towards the connection that I'm obligated, and then to the friends that give me that state. And when I get the light that reforms, I can start hating my will to receive, and against that, to rise to faith above reason. Okay. Should we go to study of the Tensfirot?